I'm in bed. I probably should be up, but I had one of those late nights. Just one more thing, just one more thing. You know how it goes. I'm getting up any minute. I have to. I'm staring at a lampshade I really don't like. It was here when we moved into the house. I'm wondering if tomorrow I'll suddenly like it. Because today I'm in my 30s and tomorrow I'll be in my 40s. And that definitely looks like a lampshade bought by somebody, at least in their 40s. What do they say? People in their 20s don't care what the world thinks about them. People in their 30s really care what the world thinks about them. And people in their 40s realise the world wasn't really thinking about them at all. I'm kind of milking this a bit, can you tell? The whole last day of my 30s, tomorrow I'll be 40 kind of thing. And I think it stems from the fact for many, many years, I didn't celebrate my birthday at all. I was bumming around the world, reading a lot of, shall we say, inspirational books. Some which I can't help but think anybody that's written anything that's sold in the marketing department just copied the good quotes out of in the 60s and 70s. But some of the books, for example, Richard Bach, had fascinating concepts which I decided to live my life by. Take, for example, the concept of just not celebrating your birthday, not taking part of this kind of countdown to death and the marking of time in that way. And I love that. I think in one of the books, he's travelled back in time to meet himself as a child. And the child says, "How old are you, Richard?" And he says, "Well, I'm as old as I want to be." He says, "What do you mean?" He's like, "Well, I don't think about it." He says, "What about birthdays?" He says, "I don't celebrate them." What about presents? He says, "I don't need anything. If I do need anything, I buy it myself." "What about cake?" He says, "Oh, I really like cake. But I don't want to wait to a birthday to have cake. I can have cake any day." I kind of love this concept and thought, yeah, I can have cake any day I want. So I just stopped celebrating them. And it was quite easy because for many of my birthdays, I was travelling and just not really around family to have that remembered. I remember one of my friends had remembered it in conversation, and I was travelling around India with him. I'd woken up in a dormitory and the bed was filled with bed bugs, because that's what some of the dormitories were. I used to use citronella kind of as a perimeter fence around my body on the mattress, and that used to keep them away a bit. Or just keep a torch under the covers. They don't like light. And I'm just waking up having a scratch. And Shane Livermore, he comes to the bottom of the bed and he's got a baguette and some Laughing Cow cheese and a really nice looking French bottle of wine. That might not sound to people that enjoy that most nights, but for me, in India, after where we'd been and what we'd done and how we felt at that particular moment, it was just amazing. And then for him to remind me that it was my birthday and say, "Happy birthday, man." And that it completely wasn't even in my head was quite a revelation. I felt like I'd got to some place, not just geographically, but kind of mentally, where I didn't need to mark this kind of time. I didn't need to feel that I should remember the relevance of age, because we were celebrating every day in its own special way. Hard times and good times, travelling and both stick in my mind. But when it comes to birthdays, that's one that sticks in my mind. I can't remember how old I was. How weird is that? I think I was in my early 20s. I wasn't 21, because the night before I was 21, I kind of ran away to Portugal because I had a feeling people were going to be planning a party or something, so I just kind of ditched and ran. I ended up celebrating my 21st in a pub kind of bar thing in Portugal with loads of people that would normally sell timeshare. People that kind of loathed themselves so much that when they let go, they really let go. I don't remember the night much other than they were all drinking wankers champagne. I think that's what the label says. It wasn't really champagne, and the label was homemade. So there's two birthdays that really stick out in my mind, both in different countries. I better make the most of this last day of my 30s, hadn't I, and get out of bed. I'm going to do that now. I'm feeling enthused. I do have a big list of things to do. And tomorrow I'll be working. So one of the things on the list is prepare for that. Have a good day.